This is an oral history interview with Mr. Seymour West, Jr., conducted by Carrie Bentley on March 15, 1995 at 2 o'clock p.m. This interview is being conducted at the office of Mr. West, which is West Realty in Jacksonville, Alabama. The subject we will be discussing is childhood during the Depression. Since most of the children of the Depression are reaching their senior years, I feel it is very important to preserve these historic facts from the actual people who lived through this difficult time in our nation's history.
In 1923, when I was 2 years old, my parents moved back to my house. And we lived up there until I was 5 years old. And my parents returned. My father worked with Firestone Rubber Company, which was a big thing back then.
They
made the tires. That was the tire center for the world, I guess. For some reason, they didn't want me to go to school in Asheville. I guess it was because it was integrated. And Alabama was not accustomed to that at that time. So, anyway, we returned when I was 5, and I entered school at 6, which would have been somewhere around 1927. And then about 1929 and 30, after the Depression began, of course, my father was a house builder and a carpenter. There wasn't a lot of work. And the federal government came out with, I remember, two different programs. And I think the Public Works Administration and the Works Progress Administration. And one of those was for the very poor. I don't know which one. I believe it was the TWA, worked for the poor. He didn't work for that, but he did work with the WPA, and they built courthouses, city hall, and sheriff's buildings like that, the army, and things that were useful to the government in some capacity. A lot of the boys, I remember, during those Depression years, they joined the CCC.
Yeah.
I guess you had
reference
to that. But, of course, I was not old enough and still in school, and these were boys who had finished high school. He was like that.
How old was he?
I think he'd be 16 to be in the CCC. And they did a lot of good things. We still had bridges and things in the forest, American forest that they got. But, anyway, what I remember in those days when people were real poor, and you would go out, my grandfather had a farm at West Farm, and I remember people going out there, and he would plant tea patches, and they would go and pick peas on the house that over the pit, you know. Anyway, it was a show of things. And maybe they got 3/4 of that on the shelf. But anyway, that's what a lot of people did for food and any other farm work, potatoes and anything they could do. But probably our poorest people in Jacksonville were the mill people. And there's always been a little stigma associated with our mill because they were the poorest. For some reason, we just didn't associate with it. You know, you had your town people, you had your mill people. But there wasn't anything wrong with them, it was just something that society tolerated back then. Then in 1932, I was with my dad, and I had a hotel. You know where that is?
Oh, is it?
That big
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Mr. Jim Idaho was the owner of that, and he was first cousin to my grandmother there. So my father and I went to that mill, and I don't know what he was doing. Probably grinding cornmeal. He had taken some corn down there. But anyway, and it was a watermill, and of course the shaft ran directly from the water wheel all the way through the mill, which I guess is still going on today. And so as an 8 or 9 year old, or whatever, age 10, 11. But anyway, I was playing in the mill, and I decided I would stop the water wheel. So all the belts were running loose on the shaft, and I twisted the belt, which it entangled me. The water mill was stronger than I was, so I lost the battle. So I got tangled up in a belt and got an injury, a broken arm, and a foot injury, which later kept me out of jail, too. And, but anyway, you know, that was just one that got it that down. And then in 1933, of course, depression was still on, and we entered junior high, and which is doctrinal even today. I joined 7th graders and 12th graders all in the same day. We don't have a middle school. And that was a big thing. And of course, the depression was still on, and very few people had money. And as I told you earlier, I think that our college professors' children had less money than anyone else. Because one of my best friends was a teacher's son. And I know that he never had the money. I had to help him out when he went on dates.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure, and my wife's father had a grocery store and at that time, and he had to carry these people, and he had to accept their strip. They didn't get paid necessarily in cash.
Was that what they said? Was he
yes, they could be turned in.
Oh, okay.
See the strip. You know what I'm talking about, strip.
Explain.
Well, if your salary was $100 a month, you might get 50 in strip that you could spend in the local grocery store, and you might get 50 in cash that you could go out of town and buy a car with, or gasoline, or whatever. But the strip was designated to, like, grocery stores. And I might just be 2 or 3 stores. Of course, at that time in Jackson, we didn't have old 3 stores.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not kind of they never had any money. It's a lot different today. But they were highly underpaid.
Teachers.
They were teachers.
What were the best paying jobs?
I imagine merchant.
Yeah.
And then my father was a merchant, too, during this time, in 37 and 38 and 39. He owned the store here on the square grocery store. So, and then later he went to put back the building. And,
did you have a job growing up?
Carrying papers. There were very few jobs, and working on the ice truck. Everyone had a ice box.
Mm-hmm.
It was before the days of refrigerators. A few people might have had them, but most people had the old ice box. The ones that turned them into bars, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You take time and make a little bar out of the old oak ice box. And we would work on the ice truck for a quarter a day.
What did you have to do?
20 cents. We'd cut the ice, 25-pound block, 50-pound, and we had to take it in the house.
Yeah.
And get the money and bring it down to the driver. And then the jobs that I had primarily was caretakers.
Uh-huh.
And I had the Atlanta Constitution in Birmingham, Asia.
Oh, y'all didn't have
Jacksonese then? We didn't have Jacksonese till probably 40, 41. I was trying to. Well, no, we had it before then. Well, 35, 36, 37, something like that.
Right.
Our two coffee came in and started the Jacksonese. So, anyway, I was on that. Pretty good thing.
Right. What did y'all do for entertainment?
We had a better time than many people have today.
Oh, yeah?
And we didn't go somewhere, you know, Monday night and Tuesday night and Friday night, we were home.
Uh-huh.
But on weekends, there were a group of us that were friends who had just your...
Yeah,
just like they do now.
Uh-huh.
So, and we had the Green Leaders, and Ivan was one of my best friends in the same grade. And his father owned the cotton mill down here. And they owned the big home, you know, the home that's falling in down here.
Uh-huh.
That was the Green Leaders home. And that's where we held all of the parties, because the Green Leaders didn't care. They would go upstairs, and the house was so large, they could disappear. And we had a band of five black brothers that played for us.
Oh.
Called the Patterson.
Oh, my.
And I don't know whether any of them are living. I know at least three of them are dead, maybe four.
Yeah.
But some of them moved away, one, two. So I know at least three of them, and I think four of them. But anyway, they were gotten what they call it, the Patterson Five, something like that. So we could get them, we could pool our money, and we could get them, and we'd roll the Persian rugs back to the Green Leaves, that beautiful rug, same floor, big wide 6-inch floor, metal, huh? We'd roll those rugs back. And then, of course, they had a billiard room just off of a huge living room in Florida. And that's where you played post office.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off the lights. And
okay.
So we had a good time. And but that was our basically a Friday or Saturday night party.
Right.
And in church, of course, on Sunday. And that's why it was easy for me to join the Methodist church. I grew up as a Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
But it was easy to join because most of my friends were Methodists.
Right.
And I went to the Methodist church at night.
Mm-hmm.
I practiced all the time.
What about them then? Like in the room?
I lived then.
Oh, with your family?
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you remember any celebrities back then?
That came here?
Just celebrities that you would hear of in the news or whatever.
Well, we knew all the dance bands and dance leaders, because most of them came to Gadsden.
Oh, yeah.
And Gadsden had a civic center.
Uh-huh.
And I guess most of the Millers, the Dorseys, Sammy Kay, maybe Gene Cooper, I don't know, they would bring two or three.
Yeah.
Per year, and so we would attend all of the dances of those bands. Of course, now when you say celebrities, but we could tell you about any the politicians.
Yeah, politicians. I got a question.
Well, Roosevelt. Go ahead.
When your family was were talking about the Depression, did they ever mention Herbert Hoover or what that
mm-hmm.
meant?
I believe Hoover ran against Alfred Landon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was for Alfred Landon. And, of course, back then we didn't have all these, we didn't have television, and we didn't have all the games that you have today.
Right.
So fighting was a good pastime for boys. And it wasn't, the worst you could get would be a knot on the head. Or something, you couldn't get cut or shot or anything. So, like you can today.
Yeah.
It wasn't violent. So we would choose up sides, and I happened to be on landing side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fine. Mm-hmm. Probably didn't know enough about it. But anyway, of course, I remember that election. We were going out behind the high school and having a good fight with the boys whose parents were the Hoover.
Right.
But at that time, we didn't have many Republicans in town.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when there were only two or three that you could really count on.